Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
So explain to me the 10-day wonder in shorts. Albert Wilson did not do anything in the first game. So walk me through what you saw and why Albert Wilson did not do anything after 10 amazing days in shorts.
I'm surprised it took you that long to start ripping on the guy here. Jeez, man, you are relentless. Well, okay, if we're going to go there, in all fairness, he was targeted only twice because Tua was locked in onto Parker and onto Jalen Waddle, number one. Number two, he had a play where he got himself behind the defender in the end zone where he was clearly open. And the throw was a little bit late. It was a little behind, which allowed Jalen Mills, the cornerback, to get a hand on the ball and deflect it on a play that, if we're going to be honest about it, really should have been a touchdown.
Could have been a touchdown, yeah.
Oh. Okay, so then if Albert Wilson on minimum snaps would have gotten, I don't know how long it would have been, a 20-yard touchdown pass, maybe you wouldn't be so harsh on the dude already.
Yeah, no.
Am I right?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. At least he would have done something. You're right about that. I didn't see his number called enough out there, and this was an opportunity for him with that speed. And you got to worry about Waddle. You got to worry about Gesicki when he is in there. You got to worry about Parker. You figured, okay, you know, you're like the fourth option. You got to find. That's why I'm hoping that Fuller makes a difference this week, because if you're going to be the fourth option, which really Fuller is going to be the fourth option, then you should be, you know, making some kind of an impact in this game. That's all.
Well, no, but the other thing also is they went with blocking tight ends a good part of the afternoon, and that meant Durham Smythe played 38 snaps, and I believe the total number for the Dolphins was 54 offensive plays. Mm-hmm. Smythe got 38 snaps. Gesicki got 21, and Hunter Long got 18, which is almost the same as Gesicki. So they were more interested in having their tight ends do some blocking in this particular game than having Gesicki out there. So, and then Wilson also didn't get that many snaps. I don't recall exactly how many, but I want to say maybe 22. So it wasn't like he had a ton of opportunities out there. So.
Yeah, you're right. It was in the 20s. You're right. You're correct. Offensive line. He already said that Austin Jackson is the left tackle. Eichenberg, as we all know, poor kid got – everybody thought he got pancaked, which he didn't. He got tripped up. Did they talk about how they thought he played overall?
Well, Big O, if you're familiar with this coaching staff and this regime the way it is, ask about any single solitary player. I can assure you they did some good things. They're working hard. They have some improvements to make. So That applies to everybody, every game. So it's up to us to determine how we played. And for me, actually, I thought he was very solid. You mentioned already what happened on the sack. He was called for two holding penalties. One of them was bad because it was in the last drive when they were trying to kill the clock. And he got himself in a bad position and stuck out his hand and grabbed the guy's jersey. The other one was an absolutely horrible call where basically – he stood up a pass rusher, the guy fell, and Eichenberg pushed him down even more. And I'm looking at the replay. I'm like, exactly what's the call here? I don't get it. So, and outside of that, I thought he was fine. And look, at the overall offensive line, I know it's really easy to look at the game book and go, whoa, the Dolphins average like 3.2 yards. Okay, great. Three kneel downs by Tua, two quarterback sneaks by Jacoby Brissett. Take those out because they're not technically running plays. Because you're not going to gain 5 yards or 6 yards on the QB sneak and the kneel down. Obviously, it's a 1 yard loss every time. Well, you take those away, and the average then becomes 4.0 or 4.1, one of the two, which is not great, but it's solid. So
that's good for this line. That's good, actually. In that game on the road against that front seven, 4 yards a carry. That's a nice nugget you came up with there. I didn't realize that when you do take away those five snaps, it kind of takes away from your average overall. And listen, let me tell you something. I didn't think Dieter played bad in that game. I thought he actually played a decent game. I thought Hunter played a decent game. What did you see from some of the guys?
Yeah, there was nothing. And to me, the offensive line always, and I think we've discussed this, is usually if you don't notice them, they're doing a good job. And then you're going to notice them if they do something really bad or if they have the splash highlight block where they pancake somebody 5 yards down the line. So didn't know.
Wait a minute. We lost you there. I don't know what happened. You're no volume. Can't hear you. There we go.
Can you hear me? Yes. Okay.
I can hear you now. It's a Verizon commercial.
I apologize for that. So I look at the overall result, and the Dolphins wound up with 260 yards of offense or something, which isn't very good. The problem was that New England had almost 400, and they had the ball the whole game. And I thought, all things considered, this is not a bad New England defense we're facing. In fact, I'd say it's a good New England defense with some limitations right now, especially at cornerback because they don't have Gilmore. And I thought overall the offensive line did a pretty solid job, including Deere, you mentioned, and Hunt and Kinley did have the one ineligible downfield penalty, but negated the one-to-one catch that Gesicki would have had.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, well, because I know Barry asked on Monday, which is a question you got to ask, that is Jackson your starter or will there be competition there? The way I kind of look at it is, in a perfect world, you kind of want Jackson to stay there at left tackle, and you really want Eichenberg to move over to right tackle to compete with Jesse, and eventually you'd like for him to take over because that's still Tua's blind side. So you want to kind of solidify that. And then have Jesse in what I think is his perfect role, is a six-man guy that is there ready to go and fill in different spots. That's what I would like. To me, instead of trying to compete, create competition on the left side, I'd like to try to groom the kid to become the right tackle.
Well, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you there because I'm still going to maintain that right now Jesse Davis is their best offensive lineman. And be honest right here. Did you notice anything Davis's guy did on Sunday where he took advantage of Davis and did anything? To me, he played like a very clean game.
The only thing that I got to go look at it again, but the only thing that I kind of question with Jesse, and it's only one stinking play, there was a sack where he had somebody next to him. Was it a back? I think it was. I thought he waited too long to help the back out because he wasn't blocking anybody at that moment. And they ran the back over, and it became a sack, I think, if I remember correctly. And that was the one play that I thought, Jesse, you got to move a little faster and help your guy out because you weren't handling anybody on the left side. The guard had – Hunt was taking care of his guy. You had nobody in front of you, so you had the outside pass rusher. And I thought he could have helped out his back a little bit more. Now, I don't know the blocking scheme. Maybe that's where he's supposed to stay – no matter what, because of the play that was called too. And because you do have a short quarterback, passing lanes are incredibly important. So if you crumble on one side and you hurt the passing lane on the right side and then the pass is for the right side, it then hurts the whole process. So I understand the bigger picture to all of it. So I don't have all the answers, but that was the only thing I could nitpick. You're right. He played a solid game.
No, and that's what he does. I mean, the thing with Jesse is he's not like physically imposing like Robert Hunt might be a right guard. He's not athletically overly impressive. I mean, you don't see like very quick feet. He's just very, very, very steady. He knows what he's doing. He's been around. And to me, the idea of, well, let's make him a backup because he can move from position to position. Unless you're absolutely sure that the guy you put in this place at right tackle is going to do the same kind of job, I'm not on board with that.
No, I'm with you. And by the way, he is physically imposing enough to kick our ass. I do want to. Just in case, Jesse, all right, just in case you're watching or anything like that, we are well aware you are physically imposing enough to kick our ass, okay? I just want to make sure you know that there. Offensive line. He already said that Austin Jackson is the left tackle. Eichenberg, as we all know, poor kid got – everybody thought he got pancaked, which he didn't. He got tripped up. Did they talk about how they thought he played overall?
Well, Big O, if you're familiar with this coaching staff and this regime the way it is, ask about any single solitary player. I can assure you they did some good things. They're working hard. They have some improvements to make. So that applies to everybody, every game. So it's up to us to determine how we played. And for me, actually, I thought he was very solid. You mentioned already what happened on the sack. He was called for two holding penalties. One of them was bad because it was in the last drive when they were trying to kill the clock. And he got himself in a bad position and stuck out his hand and grabbed the guy's jersey. The other one was an absolutely horrible call where basically he stood up a pass rusher. The guy fell and Eichenberg pushed him down even more. And I'm looking at the replay. I'm like, exactly what's the call here? I don't get it. So, and outside of that, I thought he was fine. And look, at the overall offensive line, I know it's really easy to look at the game book and go, whoa, the Dolphins average like 3.2 yards. Okay, great. Three kneel downs by Tua, two quarterback sneaks by Jacoby Brissett. Take those out because they're not technically running plays because you're not going to gain 5 yards or 6 yards on the QB sneak and the kneel down. Obviously, it's a 1 yard loss every time. Well, you take those away and the average then becomes 4.0 or 4.1, one of the two, which really? Is, yeah. Which is not great, but it's solid. So
No, that's good for this line. That's good, actually. In that game on the road against that front seven, 4 yards a carry, that's a nice nugget you came up with there. I didn't realize that when you do take away those five snaps, it kind of takes away from your average overall. And listen, let me tell you something. I didn't think Dieter played bad in that game. I thought he actually played a decent game. I thought Hunter played a decent game. What did you see from some of the guys?
Yeah, there was nothing. And to me, the offensive line always, and I think we've discussed this, is usually if you don't notice them, they're doing a good job. And then you're going to notice them if they do something really bad or if they have the splash highlight block where they pancake somebody 5 yards down the line. So I didn't know.
Wait a minute. We lost you there. I don't know what happened. You're no volume. Can't hear you. There we go.
Can you hear me? Yes. Okay.
I can hear you now. It's a Verizon commercial.
There you go. I apologize for that. I look at the overall result, and the Dolphins wound up with 260 yards of offense or something, which isn't very good. The problem was that New England had almost 400 and they had the ball the whole game. And I thought, all things considered, this is not a bad New England defense we're facing. In fact, I'd say it's a good New England defense with some limitations right now, especially at cornerback because they don't have Gilmore. I thought overall the offensive line did a pretty solid job, including Dieter, you mentioned, and Hunt and Kinley did have the one ineligible downfield penalty, but negated the one catch that Gesicki would have had.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, well, because I know Barry asked on Monday, which is a question you got to ask, that is Jackson your starter or will there be competition there? The way I kind of look at it is, in a perfect world, you kind of want Jackson to stay there at left tackle, and you really want Eichenberg to move over to right tackle to compete with Jesse, and eventually you'd like for him to take over because that's still Tua's blind side. So you want to kind of solidify that. And then have Jesse in what I think is his perfect role is a six-man guy that is there ready to go and fill in different spots. That's what I would like. To me, instead of trying to compete, create competition on the left side, I'd like to try to groom the kid to become the right tackle.
Well, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you there because I'm still going to maintain that right now Jesse Davis is their best offensive lineman. And
of course,
I'll be honest right here. Did you notice anything Davis's guy did on Sunday where he took advantage of Davis and did anything? To me, he played like a very clean game.
The only thing that I got to go look at it again, but the only thing that I kind of question with Jesse, and it's only one stinking play, there was a sack where he had somebody next to him. Was it a back? I think it was. I thought he waited too long to help the back out because he wasn't blocking anybody at that moment. And they ran the back over, and it became a sack, I think, if I remember correctly. And that was the one play that I thought, Jesse, you got to move a little faster and help your guy out because you weren't handling anybody on the left side. The guard had – Hunt was taking care of his guy.
you had nobody in front of you, so you had the outside pass rusher, and I thought he could have helped out his back a little bit more. Now, I don't know the blocking scheme. Maybe that's where he's supposed to stay no matter what because of the play that was called too, and because you do have a short quarterback, passing lanes are incredibly important. So if you crumble on one side and you hurt the passing lane on the right side and then the pass is for the right side, it then hurts the whole process. So I understand the bigger picture to all of it, so I don't have all the answers, but that was the only thing I could nitpick. You're right. He played a solid game.
No, and that's what he does. I mean, the thing with Jesse is he's not, like, physically imposing. Like, Robert Hunt might be a right guard. He's not athletically overly impressive. I mean, you don't see, like, very quick feet. He's just very, very, very steady. He knows what he's doing. He's been around. And to me, the idea of, well, let's make him a backup because he can move from position to position, unless you're absolutely sure that the guy you put in this place at right tackle is going to do the same kind of job, I'm not on board with that.
No, I'm with you. And by the way, he is physically imposing enough to kick our ass. I do want to.
That's a low bar.
Just in case, Jesse, all right, just in case you're watching or anything like that, we are well aware you are physically imposing enough to kick our ass, okay? I just want to make sure you know that there.